Thanks, John. Good evening. What do you think about this weather? I mean, yeah, we've been sweating it out the last few years, but this is just perfect, isn't it? We're here to, I'm going to be trying to be brief. We're here to show you some old-time fiddling. You know, a lot of people, when you say old-time fiddle to them, they automatically think of the mountains, but in my perambulations around the country, I've found fiddling just about everywhere you can be, deep south, up in the northeast, out west, and particularly here in Florida, we have a pretty strong fiddle tradition. The Florida Fiddlers Association has, for the last 10 years, put on at their annual convention in October what we call an old-timer showcase. And what we've done is take some of our senior fiddlers that we found around the state and give them a chance to play out in public again. They might not have been playing much, might have been kind of forgotten. So we've brought them out and given them a chance to play. And John was kind enough to invite us to do an old-timer showcase at the Folk Festival this year. So we've got a variety of fiddling traditions to present to you tonight. First up, we have Leo Pitt, a gentleman with a red vest on. He was born and raised in Montreal, French-Canadian, moved down to West Palm Beach in the 60s. He raised five children, and he's quite a fiddle player, and I want you to pay particular attention to his feet while he's playing. So take it away, Leo. He's accompanied by Bob Murphy from West Palm Beach. Say it again.
Happy Acre.
Okay. What are you going to play next?
I'm going to play the old time reel. That's a tune we play in Canada for the square dance, or square dance. And long times ago, there wasn't any guitar or very little piano in 1800, perhaps. So those people learn how to beat their feet to keep their tempo, you know. There. So that's what I'm going to do with that tune.
All right.
Not that one. I play that one.
Thank you.
going to start the Canadian tradition. I'm going to play polka. We name it the polka in A minor. This one we call it the, that's another square dance. We call it the Meadows Rail.
Thanks a lot, Leo. Leo and Bob Murphy.
Now, hello, everybody. It's good to be back here again. I was here a few times already, and it's great to get back every time. We're going to play something simple, because as the years goes on, you don't play as well as you used to play, even though you never played that great. But anyway, things get worse instead of better. But anyway, we'll do the best we can, and we're going to play something simple first. We're going to start with a little Scotch number. You know, I'm from County Donegal, Ireland, and Ireland is a very close neighbor to Scotland, and the Scotch and the Irish always mixed up pretty good together. And we played the Scotch music, they played our Irish music, so I'll play some of these tunes, the Scotch tunes. This is called the Burning of the Piper's Hut. This is a tune that comes from the 17th century sometime, Bonnie Prince Charlie, you know, and all that type of stuff. So here it goes anyhow. It's the burning of the Piper's Hut. Talk of the Scotch, we'll do another little tune that's played so much in Ireland, and it's also a Scotch tune. It's called Stirling Castle. It's a Strusby. The real old-fashioned Irish Highland flings that they danced in Donegal years and years ago, and they still, once in a while, if they have a country dance or a home party, they still do the Irish Highland flings. So we're going to do two Highland flings, one after the other. Pretty hard to play the two at the same time. So anyhow, we're going to do this, and I hope you enjoy them. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Eddie. Thanks a lot. We're going to bring Willie Jones up now.
Rocky Animal. This next tune is called Bill Chief.